This has always bugged me. In the year 2000, our area became known as the College Station Bryan area because our population of College Station exceeded Bryan's. And in the year, the census of 2010, that was confirmed, and now 2020, it's still confirmed. And yet, the Commissioner's Court, the City of Bryan is guaranteed 2 seats. The City of College Station is guaranteed only 1 seat. Mm-hmm. The 4th seat is because of the way the lines are drawn, the City of Bryan can actually have a 3rd seat on the Commissioner's Court. So it's not fair, and the lines have not been drawn yet. They have not been redrawn, even though this is a year of redistricting. And I ask that the City Council staff somehow get this injustice taken care of, because College Station needs to be guaranteed 2 seats on the Commissioner's Court every single time, especially because the taxpayers of College Station pay more tax dollars to the county government than does the City of Bryan. Mm-hmm. So it's only fair that we have equal representation on that board, and that can be fixed by just simply redrawing a line. Just take that little sliver of Bryan geography out of there and keep it all one side for College Station, so both cities have equal representation on the Commissioner's Court. So I hope you guys get that.
People that live in the county, don't they have representation?
Sure. I'm just saying is that College Station taxpayers provide more money to the county in Texas. I want equal representation.